Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
It could be global trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and that right there was Every Day is Halloween, and that is by Ministry. So Ministry are an American band, sort of from the Midwest, if I remember correctly, like Cleveland to Chicago, I think. It's so funny. I used to think that they were British. They have that total like British vibe, but nope, they're American. There you go. Now, the time is 6:42 and it is Devil's Night. Oh my God. I love Devil's Night. Now, Devil's Night is not happening. It's not practiced around here. I did not know this, but growing up in Windsor, Ontario, across the river from Detroit, I just assumed everybody had Devil's Night because we did. That was a thing there. I didn't know it was specific to that area. And so Devil's Night is the night before Halloween, if you have no clue. And it's the night where you just cause havoc as kids. Like, I never went out and did anything on Devil's Night. And all of our teachers used to always, like when we were in grade school, like say to us, like, you know, no. And one of the things was soaping. You would like people would take soap for whatever reason and then like draw on windows, car windows. They're like, I don't want to see you out there with soap or toilet paper, because you would toilet paper the trees. Sometimes set stuff on fire. Detroit really likes to set stuff on fire. Windsor, not as much. But it was, again, it's a scary night. And throwing eggs. That was a thing, too. People throw eggs all over the place, like on houses. So I'm celebrating it tonight. There is no Devil's Night in this area. Okay. Now, my friend Karina, my dear closest friend Karina, is on her way here. She's supposed to be doing this show with me, but she had to jet in here from Burnaby. So she had to like drive all the way from Burnaby. She had an appointment until 5:30. And then as I'm coming in, I was like, does she know the campus? Because we're situated on the campus of UBC. And I'm like, because it's confusing. So, of course, as I get to the station, like, you know, 6 minutes before the show starts, I get this call and she's like, I don't know where I am. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, go to Google Maps. And she's like, I don't have it. I'm like, I'm thinking, what? How do you not have Google Maps? Whatever. So she should be coming in soon. And she's prepared extensively for the show because we're going to be doing a joint Halloween spooky creepy, you know, show. So we've curated some a list of music. So let's hope she comes. Let's hope she makes it, Karina. I love you. Please don't die. No, it's like I'm like so scared. I'm like scared for her. It's dark and it's Devil's Night. No, but anyways. So the songs I have are spooky. I've got some. She's got a whole bunch. And so we're gonna move on to a classic. You cannot not play the Ramones, Pet Sematary, from the 1989 album Brain Drain. No, this is, of course, the sort of, I guess, soundtrack to the movie, Stephen King's movie. And I remember when this movie came out, and I remember this song. That was like when I kind of first got into the Ramones. I was like, whoa, I really like this song. And this song here, I think, was the song that crossed over, that made the Ramones accessible and appeal to a whole bunch of people, because it really was on regular commercial radio, this song, and the video as well. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to hear Pet Sematary here on CITR. Let's hope Karina makes it. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, let me try that again. I don't want to live my life again. Hello, this is Anita B, and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And can you hear yourself, Karina?
I think so.
She made it. Okay, cool. Let me just turn your mic up. Okay, okay, I've got my mic, which is number one. I think this is you. Let me turn myself down a bit. Okay, see if, talk.
Yo.
Oh, I don't think that's you.
I don't think that's working either.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yay, I can hear you.
All right.
Yay. Okay, so Karina made it. So this is awesome. We're going to be here until 8. Oh, yes, we still have like an hour and 6 minutes of spooky music. And tell us about your travels.
Which
tell us
travels?
About your day. Let's talk. Let's just chat. Let's like, I know you rushed in and coming here to UBC is always such a bitch. I hate it, actually.
I do too.
It's the worst. And I say that because, first of all, I'm going to complain. I know everybody, not one person agrees with me, but this city does not have freeways and I don't understand it, but whatever. So you go to UBC and it's like surface roads and it's like lights and then it's the furthest thing to the west and the campus is massive and it takes so long. Now, all the sort of cool people in Vancouver, I'm just telling if anybody doesn't live here is listening, like all half of you. No, but the city of Vancouver, like the west side, which is where the campus is located, is like so uber rich. It's stupid. Nobody can afford to live here. So everybody has to live way on the east side because it's cheaper. If not, maybe in the burbs. And it takes like so long to get here. From my place in East Van, which is not even that far east anymore since I've moved, it takes me to get here at least 30 minutes, at least. Like, that's straight.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just, no, you're like, this is the most.
It takes me close to an hour, and maybe if there's more traffic, at least an hour and a half to get up here.
So silly. But whatever. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about boring stuff like this. Let's talk about Halloween. So, Karina, welcome. Are you going out for Halloween?
I have no clue.
No trick-or-treating?
No, probably not.
Let's see. It's right now, which has nothing to do with Halloween. It is baseball. It's the World Series. So I'm saying this because I watched the first inning before I came. And it is Game 7. The Astros versus the Nationals. And I'm super stoked. And I will not be looking at my phone. And if somebody beeps me or whatever, do not text me anything about the game.
She's not going to listen.
It's now, also fun fact, Instagram is down today. Have you noticed that?
No, not really. Haven't really been on it.
Well, good. So. You're missing nothing. So Instagram has been utterly down all day, which is fine. I don't really care. But what is interesting, my little Zodiac friend, guess what goes into retrograde tomorrow? But it's the shadow phase right now. As of tomorrow, the planet turns backwards. Guess what that is?
Mercury.
And you know what Mercury rules? Communications. And anything technical and or like. So Instagram goes down the day before it goes into retrograde. I'm telling you.
I think it does that almost every time.
Last time we had a retrograde, it also.
That.
Thank you. Instagram. For all those haters, all those disbelievers. No.
It's like a pattern at this
point. It's a thing, though, right? It's a real thing. There you go. Okay, so I just had to say that. Mercury retrograde, which is spooky on Halloween. How perfect. Okay, so what do we have on deck here, Karina? Let me point to something so I can get it going.
Oh, God. Anyways,
Let's point to something, and then you talk.
Let's point to something. So I have, like, a plethora of
just
horror
point to
punk
something.
Bands.
Let's
just start with something space-related, because let's do some Zolar X.
Okay, just talk about it.
And Zolar X is a band from L.A., pretty much, from the early 80s, I do believe. Or no, even way before that. And they're the first of the city's kind. Yeah,
middle?
That was good.
Which one?
Middle. Middle is good.
All
right. Anyway, so Zolar X, they dress up like aliens and whatnot. It's very glam. It's very punk. And it's very glitter rock. And
cool.
It's amazing.
Look at this. Okay, this was released. So this song here, Karina, do you want to introduce it?
Sure. It's called Rock and Roll, and it's from the album Timeless that was released in
1982. Oh, 82.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
I wasn't even born.
Awesome. I was. I was around for a little while at that point. I was like 2. No, I'm just joking. I wasn't.
I was probably an egg at that point.
Yes, I know you were. All right. You young, hot babe, you. All right. Let's listen to this Rock and Roll. And so tell us more about them. Sorry. They're from where?
L.A.
You did say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. My brain is... It's on Mercury in retrograde time, meaning it's not working. All right. Okay, here we go. This is Zolar X on
CITR
101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Love it.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm here with my lovely, dearest friend, Karina.
Hi, and how's it going?
Hey, baby.
Hi.
You made it. This is exciting.
I made it.
Yeah.
I normally am really amazing with directions, but this campus, like
it
talked
sucks.
About earlier, is it just gets the best of me every single time. So
yeah,
that really sucks.
So we, Karina's come with a nice playlist of selections, and she has worked very hard on this. This is very Virgo-like of you, I got to tell you.
I've had a lot of downtime at my office job that
awesome.
Has allowed me to do this in this very organized fashion.
She has fully... Is this like on Excel?
No, this is on Word.
Okay.
It's not that geeky, but...
But so she has like columns. She's got like where they're from, the year the song was released, what album. Good for you. Somebody taught you well. Love it.
Kind of self-taught, I guess.
Yeah, no. There we go. So this, who did we just listen to?
We listened to Zolar X first, and which
no,
was
just
off
we
a
start
great
with
album.
Who we just listened with. Oh, sorry.
You know,
that's how we do it.
This happens.
We start
to
with
me
who
all
we listen, and then we go backwards.
Anyways, that was Nimvind.
Yes,
an amazing local horror punk band, and they are
the name of the song.
The name of the song was Like a Guillotine.
Yeah.
From originally the version that we did play was the EP version, but it was also in the Fashion of Fear album.
Okay.
That was released over 10 years ago, actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I think that was just a few years, if not right after the Mr. Underhill years, which I think I want to play one of their songs
oh,
later, too.
Oh, that was Mr. Underhill?
That was Mr. Underhill. Yeah.
I remember that band.
Yeah.
Okay. So, interesting fact. Karina and I actually met the night that this band played. We went to see the Spitfires. Like, that was in late 2014. I remember my life precisely what was going on at that time. And that was the night we met.
That was the night we met.
And Nimvind, that band, was playing. They were opening mm-hmm. for the Spitfires. Is that weird?
Yeah, that's weird because I know that you probably went for the Spitfire specifically.
Yeah.
I went for both, but I actually went more for Nimbin.
Oh, interesting.
And one of the main reasons behind that is because they don't really tour Vancouver that often.
Vancouver?
I know, even though they're from here. But and it's really it's really unfortunate, but it's just the reality that they make more money out in Europe. So congratulations, Europe. You get Nimbin.
Oh, look at that. There you go. Now, before that, we heard who?
Before that, we were listening to Balzac, and the song was called Zodiac Killer Part 3, and they're a Japanese band.
I like them. They're cool.
They're pretty awesome, and I knew, the only thing I really know about them is that they were touring extensively with, if not Danzig, it was the Misfits, even both, so.
Us. Dearly, did I say us? What does that mean? I don't even know what I'm saying. us, the two of us, Karina, myself, and for a while we had a female, and then at one point there was a guy. We're in a Misfits cover band.
Yeah.
And it was a bummer when we got the guy because we had been called the Misfits, M-I-S-S-F-I-T-S. That's just a fun fact. I don't know what. But there you go. So that was Balzac with Zodiac Killer Part 3. And as we know, Zodiac tomorrow, the whole Mercury retrograde is in effect. All right, cool. Now, who are we going to be checking out now?
The Snot Rockettes from Seattle.
Cool. So the song here is?
Prom Night Massacre.
Love it.
One of my favorites.
And these, do you know anything about them?
Very, very little. I just like their music.
Are they a two-piece?
No, they're at least a three-piece.
Okay.
But their thing isn't necessarily horror punk.
Okay.
It's more just like glittery kind of punk rock, in the likes of
like glam rock, like
kind of almost. It's very similar to the stuff that the Soda Pop Kids had a while back, and they're from, I believe, Oregon. So
cool.
It's pretty much the same sound, but with girls.
So. Okay, sorry, I'm just looking at this like picture. It looks like a guy with a guitar, and then I realize it's actually a crown. So I was like,
yeah.
Never mind.
No, that's something else.
Okay, anyways, so they're a full band.
A full band, and this is from their Prom Night Massacre 7-inch.
Cool. Let's check it out. This is Snot Rockettes on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
How did prom night turn out this way? It was supposed to be my special day. Now my dress is stained with red. And at my side, my baby's dead.
Well, supposing he does, it's going to be real difficult for him to collect on his bet from the fracture ward, ain't it?
What do you mean by that?
Look, this parachute is the only way they can stop this thing after the race is over. And if we kind of borrow it, wham, he hits the wall.
Some plans for tonight and then
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here with my lovely friend, Karina.
Hello.
Yeah, she's guest hosting to our show here, which is on Devil's Night. Today, of course, is the night before Halloween, so October the 30th. This is where mayhem occurs. right here.
Right here. All right up in here.
Yeah, all right up in here. Yeah, you got it. So, Karina, do you have any funny stories or spooky things to share with us?
Oh, I have a lot of stories and spooky things to share, but I don't know if they're really appropriate.
Okay. Just out of nowhere. Yeah. Okay, but here's who we just heard. We heard Dusty Springfield, and that you can find, the song is called Spooky, on the album Complete A and B Sides, 1963 to 1970. I love Dusty Springfield. She is British, of all things. I never knew that for a while.
Yeah, I didn't know that for a while either.
Yeah, I just thought she was like American.
Because she has that American look and that American sound, doesn't she?
You know it.
but no, she's actually British. So.
Yes. Okay, that was Dusty. Before that, we heard Servitron with the song Euro Driver Meccano. This was a Karina pick from the All Punk Rods compilation. What do you know about Servitron?
Just that they're from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, cool.
But they're on the Lookout label.
Oh, nice.
So that was a Lookout compilation.
And that's from like 98, that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so 98. That's so like Athens, Georgia, mm-hmm. that whole, you know. Who else is from Athens, Georgia, Karina? I'm testing you.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's R.E.M.
See. R.E.M. is from
yeah. Who else? I'm such a teacher.
She really
I'm
is.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I hate pop quizzes.
Okay. that band that sings the song Love Shack.
Oh, the B-52s.
B-52s are from Athens.
Well, it's a good thing that my buddy Len isn't here, because then he would talk like 45 minutes about just the fact that they're from Athens.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. All right. Before Servitron, we heard Snot Rockets. They're from where?
Seattle.
Tell us, do you know anything? Have you seen them before?
I haven't, because I don't know if they're actually together anymore. But because, okay. Yeah, that was a while back, wasn't it? That was from 2008. So,
yeah.
Who knows if they're still doing much right now?
Huh. All right. The time is, what is it? 7:22. And what do we have up next there, Karina?
Let's go for some, we'll do some Coffin Caddies, song called Skeletor I Am.
Okay, hold on. We're so prepared. Skeletor,
well, being
MI.
Punk rock doesn't mean that you're prepared, I guess. Except when you come with a table full of songs.
You are so good. I love it. She's so uber prepared. It's amazing. So you need to come back on my show. I think I need to have a co-host. You can just be my co-host.
That would
Nobody
be
cares.
Amazing.
Nobody's going to say no. They're just like, oh, come on. CITR.
Okay. I like advertised. You know, the hell out of the show tonight, and I'm pretty sure we don't even have one more listener.
Except you called me A. I'm Anita B, my friend.
I know. It was more for privacy reasons, because
my DJ name is Anita B.
Okay, fine.
So it's okay. I almost corrected you, and then I was like, no, I'm going to let it go. I'll just do it on air. Okay, let's get into this. Okay, this is the Coffin Caddies. Okay, again, who are these? What are these people all about?
They're a horror punk band.
That,
from Miami, I do believe. Yeah, they're from Miami. And, you know, it's a lot of horror lyrics, you know, gruesome, gory stuff, and like really cool, like nerdy, like Skeletor things in the song. And on top of that, they also do a little bit of the psychobilly into their horror punk every now and then.
Cool.
This one's a little harder, though.
Okay, so, cool. Let's listen to it. This is Skeletor MI on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Fail by all the dimensions filled with evil pain. Is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box, Bela Lugosi is dead.
Hello, Karina.
Hey, how's it going?
We were just talking about siblings raping each other. Sorry.
Okay, that's not funny. But
no, it's not. It's not at all. But we were just like getting all...
It's just in context. We're getting deep into conversations of our personal lives
now.
And
with Bauhaus and Bela Lugosi's dead. And I heard a story of a student that had that happen. And it was just like... Why are we talking about this? I don't know. Anyways, let's it's Devil's Night. That's why we've got some evil in us. We've got some I don't know, venom, maybe?
Definitely.
That's not the right word.
No.
And then we've got
There's this darkness in
darkness,
everyone.
Darkness.
It's all good.
That's what we've gotten us.
It's not all good, but I mean, some of the darkness is good. Yeah, it can be fun.
It's a dark night. So we just heard, of course, Bela Lugosi's Dead from who is the band, Karina?
Bauhaus.
I love
an
Bauhaus.
Exceptionally cheerful album name. Good luck, Chuck.
Thank you. Good luck, Chuck. And when I say I love Bauhaus, I love the Bauhaus movement, actually.
Yes.
Look at my hairy lips. The Bauhaus movement. Like, I used to study architecture, and which part and parcel is art. Mm-hmm. And we had to study the whole Bauhaus movement, which I ended up getting super into. Do you know anything about the Bauhaus art movement?
Not like you do.
Well, it's like... If I remember correctly, like the 20s, they had a whole, like in Germany, they had like a whole bunch of different types of creative art studies. Like you had like pottery, you had architecture, you had like sculpting and all this kind of different stuff. And they had, Gropius, I think? Anyways, they had different facilities to again facilitate these different art styles. Mm-hmm. And out of it was mostly just like modern art and modern architecture. Very cool stuff. So that's where Bauhaus got their name, clearly. And all right, before that we heard the band, what is that, what we heard,
we heard we talked about it beforehand.
Okay,
though.
Cool.
We introduced Coughing Caddies before we played it. So
did we talk about Silent Horror?
No, because we haven't played that yet.
Oh.
that's up next.
Okay, you're so I'm out of order.
A
wait
little
a second.
Bit, but
I'm
it's all good.
So out of
it's
order.
It's all good. What we're going to play now is...
Sorry. Okay. We're two songs ahead of ourselves.
We are. It's okay. Because mistakes are...
Okay.
They're
we're
going
to play the Misfits.
Yeah, let's play some Misfits. Let's play We Bite from the Earth AD Wolf's Blood album.
Cool.
83.
And this is a short one. 1983, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, really short one. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. You are listening to Sam Squinch's Hideaway. That's my show. I'm Anita B. This is Karina, who is joining me as a guest host on this Devil's Night. The time is 7:41. We're here for another 19 minutes. And here we go. This is the Misfits on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Vincent Price, and you're invited to my party in the house on Haunted Hill. Once the door is locked, there's no way out. The windows have bars that the jail would be proud of, and the only door to the outside locks like a vault.
The party started, the door would be we
right, Karina. This is Anita B, first of all, with my show here called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with who?
Karina.
Yeah, Karina. So I think you should start co-hosting the show with me.
That would be pretty awesome.
That'd be awesome.
I think we should do this a little bit more frequently. This is my third time on this show.
Is it really three times?
I think. I'm pretty sure it's at least once for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Within the past, a few years, maybe?
My brain is, now that I'm so old and I've just had so many weird experiences, I'm kind of like, I don't even, really?
I'm just surprised my brain still works.
Yeah. So that's so, okay. Who was that again? Sorry.
That was Zombina and the Skeletones with Nobody Likes You When You're Dead.
Okay.
That one's from Taste the Blood back in 2002. And they're actually a British band.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're from the UK.
Oh, they're cute.
Yeah, they are. Most of their stuff, which, it doesn't normally kind of fall under this horror punk sort of vibe, but, this one, it just kind of speaks to me.
Cool.
It's a song that can be taken on various levels.
Nobody likes you when you're dead.
Yeah. But it's, she talks about it being basically cut up and into pieces and whatnot. So I'm pretty sure that we can all sort of relate to that, at least on an emotional level. Or
I'm all like, really? Can we all relate to that? Because I'm like, I don't know that I can. Karina, oh dark mistress of the night. But on an emotion, I see what you're saying. So if it's like symbolic.
Symbolic.
Okay. before that, we heard Blitz Kid.
Yeah, one of my favorites, actually. And I got to meet Argyle Goolsbee, by the way.
Who?
Last year, Argyle Goolsbee, the lead singer and the brain behind Blitz Kid.
Argyle Goolsbee?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a stage name.
I know, I'm just laughing.
Anyways, no, I know. I wasn't too impressed with the name when I first heard about him too, but I actually laughed just like you did.
Okay.
but no, he's pretty awesome though, and he's so talented, and I pretty much like almost everything that he touches.
Okay.
Because I just find him pretty amazing, and he toured with Nimvind last year and also Michael Graves. So I saw them when they came into Vancouver last October. And that was an amazing show. It was just so good.
So when you said he tours, is Blitz Kid his band? Like, is that deal?
One of his bands. He was touring solo.
Oh, I see. Band, okay, like, so. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we heard the song The Creature Walks
Among Us.
Among Us from the record Terrifying Tales.
Yeah.
And we discussed the fact that the band is from where?
West Virginia.
Yeah,
out of
how
all places.
Weird. Of
I know.
All places.
Yeah, it sounds like a very boring place to me, but who knows, right? But, I mean, he came from there, so it can't be all that bad.
Yeah.
And before that, we listened to Silent Horror, The House on Haunted Hill, from their brand new album that just got released this year, actually, Silver Screen.
That's exciting.
And actually, Argyle Goolsbee was with Silent Horror a few years ago for about a year, and try to change things up for them. Apparently didn't go too well, but I still really love his part in it. And I really like Silent Horror pre Argyle Goolsbee and post Argyle Goolsbee as well.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing. It's just Argyle Goolsbee. I can't even say it.
I know, right?
Argyle Goolsbee. That's a mouthful, dude.
It is. Yeah.
All right. I'm super what do we have next?
Okay. Let's play some Samhain or Samhain, like most people know.
Yeah.
It.
I don't know how to say that. Okay.
Samhain. But yeah, that's the original Celt pronunciation of the Harvest Festival.
Yes. And what song are we hearing?
We are listening to Archangel from their first album, Initium, in 84.
So also please, Karina, tell us about, because somehow we had a conversation, because we do talk all the time, like text and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you somehow dropped the festival of Samhain.
Samhain?
Samhain? Is that how it's pronounced? I used to think it was Sam I Am. It's not Sam I Am. I thought this was a band and they were trying to be clever and they were being called Sam I Am.
No, I've always thought it was pronounced Samhain, which
me
is
too.
How most people actually pronounce it that way. But, they don't really know about that Celtic Harvest Festival. So
tell me about the festival. I'm curious about that.
It's it was back in it was a Celtic festival that basically ended up being the precursor to all that is Halloween.
Oh.
And it was a harvest festival that celebrated the beginning of fall and going into the winter. So things like even the word bonfire
Ooh.
like the word that we know today kind of stemmed from that festival where they would actually throw bones of dead animals into the fire to celebrate the beginning, just basically to welcome the sun back in the spring after winter.
Nice. So you're so smart. I'm so impressed. Look at the people I hang out with. Aren't I pretty cool?
You're pretty awesome too.
No. But no, really, like as a teacher, like, you know, actually hanging out with people who know stuff, and like, I'm always like just blah, blah all day talking about God knows what. And so to have somebody, I love it. Like, tell me some history, because I teach history and that's very cool. And I know zero about Celtic history. I did learn about these people though. Have you heard about these people? What are they called? The Kits? What are those people called? I don't know much about Celtic history. Celts. What were they called? Celts and Vikings. They're a type of people called the... Hold on. The Kit... What were they? Hold on. Doesn't matter. Now I'm just embarrassing myself.
It's all good. No, don't worry about it.
We'll get into that later. I had a... Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's just listen to this song by Samhain. Okay, the song is... How long is it? Oh, perfect. It's 5 minutes and the show is over. So we should say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's been a slice.
Anyways, this is my favorite song.
Samhain?
Well, I don't know.
Your favorite Samhain song?
Samhain song. Anyways, it's a great one. And I love that cover, by the way. It's just so ghoulish and... just so cool.
That is very ghoulish. Yeah. Anyways, I am being very lazy for Halloween this year, and I don't think I'm gonna be anything because I'm just lazy. But if I could be something, I would like to be Carrie.
Oh yeah,
you know, like the prom queen. Yeah. Covered in blood. A great costume.
That'd be a great costume. You can pull it off.
I would just have to be covered in blood. I mean, it's easy. Actually, I should go out for Halloween.
Yeah, I don't really have any solid plans, but tomorrow at work, a group of us are going to be a pajama party, so wearing pajamas and wearing like party hats and stuff.
I like it. That's cute.
But if I do go out later on that night or sometime during this weekend, I'm going to try to attempt Morticia Adams.
Oh, that's oh my God, that's so awesome! You'd be a good Morticia.
Thanks.
I could totally see it. Yeah, you got the hair.
Yeah,
you got it all going on for sure. That is good. Now, I should actually go to my school tomorrow because I teach high school as Carrie, the prom queen. Wouldn't that be great? Scare all the kids. They would have no clue.
They would have no clue.
Yeah.
No.
There's always like one cool kid in the class with any kind of like weird reference I have. Like they get it. Like, and then like one out of 30. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, and then those are the ones that I'm like, oh, I like you. I like you, child. You're cool. And then they're like, yeah, my parents. For example, I had a kid that was like, I think we were talking about 80s movies, and this kid knew every single 80s movie. And I'm like, how do you know all this? Like The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink.
Impressive.
Because my parents. And I'm like, oh, of course. So I'm now that same age as the parents of high school kids, which is kind of scary. Yuck. Okay. Anyways, let's listen to Samhain.
Samhain. Most of their fans say Samhain.
On CITR. 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I will be back in 2 more weeks, maybe with Karina. Maybe I've hired her for no money. So that would be...
it's all about the music, man.
It's all about the music. So 2 more weeks, you can listen to the show from 6:30 until 8. And that is that. So happy Halloween, folks. And if you're out on this Devil's Night, please be safe. You're not clearly in Vancouver, but you could be in Detroit or Windsor. There you go. Here is Archangel. Boom.